this thing you started, I don't want it to stop. You know you make me shiver.
That's Ed Sheeran and Shiver here on the Morning Show on Radio Bath. And we're now joined by Philippa Nixter.
Indeed. We've got Philippa Forsyth, Creative Wellbeing Manager from Creativity Works. Fantastic organisation based in Radstock. Covers Bath and North East Somerset as well. Delivering creative projects to make a real difference to people's lives. Good morning, Philippa.
Hi, morning.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
We're delighted to have you on the show here at Radio Bath this morning with Tim and Nikki. So thank you so much for coming out of your course. We're not going to keep you too long, but could you tell us a little bit about Creativity Works and what you do?
Yes, I will. So we're a charity, and Creativity Works has been running for 40 years now.
Wow.
In fact, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this month with an exhibition in Bath Library, which is on. So if people do want to find out more, please do go there.
Yep.
So we specialise in running projects that support wellbeing and mental health. And we also support artists and volunteers in their training and practice to work with groups in the community, and really to help them develop their skill sets and to meet other artists and develop their way of working.
Excellent. So Creativity Works is, who's it funded by? Because you're a charity, aren't you, as well?
Yes, we're a charity. Yeah, we're funded by, we have funding from the Arts Council. So we're one of the Arts Council's national portfolio organisations.
Mm-hmm.
We also receive funding through Virgin Care for our creative wellbeing programme. And small pieces of funding which might be focused on specific projects that we're running, whether we're running projects with young people or, reaching out to new communities that we haven't worked with before. So, yeah, quite a variety.
Excellent. So it's essentially learning new skills courses, engaging with art and creativity as well.
Yeah, I mean, people come to us for a number of reasons. We work with lots of different artists across a range of different art forms. So the sorts of projects that we are running at the moment, just to give you an example, we have photography groups, and we've got a few groups actually who are meeting in and around Bath, and one of them is called Snap and Stroll. So they're really about having it's not like a massive ramble,
yes,
or hard walk, but just like gentle photography for well-being, mindful photography approach. We have writing groups, creative writing and poetry, and we have visual arts groups that do a whole range of things from painting, drawing, sculpture, you name it, really, and quite wide.
Really getting down to the core of creativity there as well, but also, relaxing at the same time, really, and engaging and meeting other people, perhaps, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. It's very social. And that's really the main thing, that people can come together without feeling pressurised to be, anything more than they are, just to come along and have a go, meet other people. And the process works really well in helping people find common themes and ideas and sharing together.
That sounds fantastic.
Really supportive for well-being.
That sounds fantastic, Philippa. Are your activities aimed at any particular age group, or is it open to all?
Well, open to all.
Right.
Some of our projects are based, some of our projects are for 18 plus,
mm-hmm.
And literally any age.
Oh, okay.
We also have projects that are focused, one of our specific projects is focused for women who have just had a baby or are pregnant and might be experiencing maybe a little bit of anxiety or postnatal depression.
Oh, yeah.
And that project's a wonderful project, My Time, My Space. So the children have a children's group that they can go to, and they're looked after by professionally trained and child professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mothers can work with an artist and have a little bit of time for themselves.
Sounds fantastic.
It's often funding dependent, you know, which age we're working with, but we do work with all ages and young people as well when we're running young people projects.
So,
quite wide ranging.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic because, I mean, postnatal depression is something which we don't hear of all that often compared to other types of kind of mental illness, but I mean, it's an awful thing, isn't it? I do know people that have, ladies that have suffered from it, and it's really debilitating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sort of hidden disability in a way that people can go through at a time when everyone's telling them they should be feeling wonderful. Also, some people can be feeling extremely anxious.
Yeah.
And a project like My Space is really wonderful because it helps people come together and realise that they're not alone.
Yeah.
And it's very often a temporary condition, so actually coming together with people at the right time can make all the difference to how you feel and sharing with other people. You know, there might be tears, but it's often a lot of laughter and fun. And it's that connection with other people that's so supportive.
Mm.
So it's crucial, intervention at the right time.
Yeah.
That people can then go on. And often those friendships last for years and years and years after a project like this. So really strengthening for people.
Mm.
Really resilience building. And also helping people to go on to then form their own groups.
Yeah.
In the community, which is another part of our model of working.
Mm-hmm.
And there are groups working in the community that have met for a number of years. And they continue to not only support each other, but also to invite new people into their groups. So we've got one such group called Writing Space, for example, and they welcome new people into their group. And also the photography group. And also another group, the visual arts group called Get Creative. So they're what we call peer-led groups and very, very, very supportive groups.
So you also offer artist development courses as well, don't you, as well? Is that right? You support the artists?
Right. Yeah, so this week we've got a new course starting, and that's digital skills for artists. So anyone that would like to improve their skill sets around their digital, you know, maybe perhaps they want to take a course online, for example, and they want to know how to do that better and how to market it and you know, just how to be more confident in digital skills. So that's coming up. We've also got a course starting very soon using creative writing to nurture and inspire young people.
Brilliant.
And that's being run by an artist called Quentin Green, and will be a wonderful workshop to go to. And then we also have another workshop coming up soon with a lovely artist called Jill Carter, who uses journaling, creative journaling, as part of her process. And that's going to be a day workshop, really inspiring people to use different methods of art and journaling to work with people. Really, but all of those courses are very good quality, high quality courses with fantastic tutors. So I do recommend them.
But it sounds absolutely fantastic. I mean, there's so much to do and so much that you're offering as well in the way of support, creativity, and also the focus of your work is on mental health and well-being with a specific community. So it's absolutely brilliant, and anybody can join. So that's fantastic as well. So tell us, how do they get in contact with you?
The best way to find us is via our website. So if you Google www.creativitywork.org.uk, so that will take you to our website. We have a monthly newsletter that goes out, so you can sign up for the newsletter via the website, and through that we'll let you know everything that's up and coming, and we'll also send you tips, advice and information that might be useful to you. So if you're an artist and you'd like to know where to find sources of advice or funding or support, we'll promote those. And we'll also promote support and advice for anyone needing additional support for their mental health and well-being, because we're linked into that type of advice through our work. So really anybody could sign up for that. And also, if at the moment, if in the next week, if you're in Bath, do pop by to Bath Library, because We have an exhibition there, and it's running until Saturday, and it will really give you a flavour of the sort of projects that we run. There's a big exhibition on, there's lots of different groups, and it showcases the different types of ways that we work in the community, which is really kind of profiling that we're art, but we're also developing communities. We would say we're a community development arts organisation.
Philippa,
helping to support people.
It sounds like you cover quite a lot of a big range of things as well. It's not just a specific area there, and that's absolutely brilliant, I think. So get down to the Bath Library. Also, if you want to get in contact, it's www.creativityworks.org.uk. Sign up to the newsletter and you can hear more and be updated regularly with all the courses, because it sounds like there's so many things and for everyone to do and so much support out there. This is fantastic. We've got to say thank you so much for coming on today, and we'd love to hear more in the future here at Radio Bath from you. So do stay in contact, and as well, it's National Mentoring Day tomorrow, so we're in full support of everybody here. But keep us updated, Philippa. Come and see us at the studio and tell us what you're doing and what you've got coming up as well. But I'll let you get back to your course, because I know you've left a classroom there.
I'm in the woods at the moment with the Keynsham Snap and Stroll group. Thanks so much.
Oh, that's brilliant. And thank you. We were delighted to have you on today, and we shall speak to you in the near future. Thank you, Philippa. Have a great day.
Thanks, Philippa.
Bye. Bye-bye now.
Did you know that Freckles Childcare runs a 5-day intensive nanny training course? It's perfect if you want to work with children. Whether you're looking to switch into nannying from a